I was the chairman of the department for 3 years, and I had been promised a leave of a semester after the thing. And I, when the 3 years were up, I demanded my leave. It had not been in writing, and I had a hell of a time getting it. I did finally get it. I had not been paid anything extra for doing this. Then I discovered by sheerest accident that, and it had to do with an entirely different case, that somebody, there was a salary discrepancy that, of course, as a chairman, I didn't know what all the salaries were, and I had a right to know. So, and I discovered a certain discrepancy, and I mentioned this, and I was told by the vice president, oh, well, that's because he was the chairman, so he got extra pay. And I said, oh, really? I didn't. And he said, but you must have, everybody does. Everybody does. So that, you know, again, proof, that was accidental proof. They never would have told me that originally. That's the sort of thing. And of course, that went on much worse with other women in smaller departments and women who were older, who were not used to, who felt so happy to be able to teach at a place like this that they would never have occurred to them to demand what they had a right to demand, and so they never did. So there was a lot of that sort of thing, and Carol knew, and I knew, and others, and that was why the Institute was a very important move.